Our reading today comes from the Gospel of Matthew. If you want to grab your Bibles, now would be a great time to do so, or open the app on your phone so that you can follow along. The reading is Matthew 21, and it's verses 1 to 11. It says this: As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet: "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks for them, for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee."
Welcome to my living room today, and it's great to have you with us. And I'm going to unpack Matthew 21 in a few moments. It's Palm Sunday, a day of celebration in our living rooms. Well, we're actually going to unpack that a little bit in a few moments. But first of all, hopefully you have got your piece of paper. Just a reminder, we're going to grab that after. But Palm Sunday, how do we celebrate that today when we can't go out? You know, this time we've been planning that we would actually have palm crosses in church, and we'd be praising and worshiping, and we'd be celebrating all together. But in actual fact, we're in our living rooms, on our phones, on our TVs, whatever it might be. But I still believe that today we can still celebrate all that Jesus has done and is going to do. So when I'm reading my Bible, I find it easier to try and imagine what it might have been like to be there myself. And so for me to think about this bit of scripture, I go back to a time when my brother asked me to help him at a massive football event. It was the UEFA Cup final that happened in Manchester a number of years ago now. And there was Rangers fans, there was Zenit St. Petersburg fans. The place was rocking. It was crazy. The day before, my brother had said, "Rick, your job is to look after a bunch of young people." I was like, "I know why you've asked me now." We had to run out into the middle of the field, onto the centre circle. There was a massive flag with the logo on it. We had to pick it up, we had to shake it, we had to run around a few times, shake it again, wait for some other things to happen, shake it, and then basically get off the pitch as fast as we could. We practiced the night before in the stadium with no fans around. It was odd. It was echoey. It was weird. The day of the game comes, and I'm stood just off the pitch and just watching the fans come in, and the noise level start to grow. It was incredible. And then came our opportunity to go out onto the pitch, and I'm lining up by the side of a goal. All the Rangers fans are behind us, and we set off onto the pitch at the point of go that happened in my ear. And then I realized that they'd watered the pitch. And I, as I was running, was hoping and praying that everybody behind me was not all over the floor, but in actual fact that we'd all make it. Thankfully, my prayers were answered, and we all arrived, and we did exactly what we were supposed to do. It was immense. The noise levels was crazy. There was an electricity around the place, all ready for this kind of cup final thing. The noise and the sounds and the, it's something I will never, ever forget. What about you? What have you been part of that's a massive big crowd all cheering together? Maybe it's concerts, maybe it's festivals, maybe it's it's football games, maybe it's whatever you could imagine it to be. I want you to take that moment into our reading today. So Matthew 21 starts with Jesus sending his disciples off to go and get the donkey. They're like, well, okay, so off they go. And then they put their coats on it and off they set. At this time, let's remember, when Jesus is arriving into Jerusalem, it's Passover, right? So there are Jews from all over the place, all here to celebrate all that God has done, remembering from years gone by when they were under Egyptian rule, under their reign, and it was oppressive and it was hard. And then because of God's Passover over their houses, they were set free from that. And so that's what they're gathering for. They are excited already. This is a point of massive celebration. And then what they have read about in Zechariah is actually playing out before their very eyes. Can you imagine them seeing a donkey riding in with Jesus on the back of it? No wonder the place goes crazy with praise. No wonder they start ripping branches off the trees. No wonder they put coats on the ground for the entrance of a king. They shout, Hosanna, here comes the one who has come to save us. This is a moment of absolute joy, of praise, of thankfulness. There's probably weeping. There's probably a whole bunch of things going on. Those streets that were normally filled with market sellers and bustle of people, all of a sudden would have been echoing, not with silence, but with the sound of Hosanna. Here he comes, our King. A point that is just beyond all of their imaginations. Yes, they have heard about this happening with King David many generations before. But here it is, the fulfillment of the prophecy, and they get to be part of it. And there in the midst of it is Jesus on the back of a donkey. A colt, a donkey that's not even been ridden before. And the celebration is going on and Jesus enters in and their shouts are no doubt feeling incredibly joyful at that time. But he also knows likely what is to become. He knows the bigger plan, the bigger purpose. For those people, they thought it was about releasing them from the rule and the reign of the Roman Empire. But no, God's plan is always way bigger than we can realize. And so as Jesus is riding in, I imagine that he's going, wow, thank you. This is incredible. But guys, there is something else to come. And we are on the other side of the resurrection. We are on the other side of these events where we see that, yes, in 5 days' time, those cries of Hosanna are becoming cries of kill him. We know that there is pain on Good Friday. We also know there is celebration to come, even more than there is today on Easter Sunday. But in this moment, right now, yes, Jesus knows more than the crowd that are cheering. And so for us today, what does Palm Sunday mean? Well, I think it takes on a bigger significance, if I'm honest, because of the place that we are living in right now. No more in a time has God needed to break in many people's lives. People are crying out for an answer to all that is going on. And we have a saviour. We've got Hosanna, the one who has come to save us. And we get to celebrate that today. I want to encourage you to celebrate all that God has done in your life today. You know, there are so many uncertainties at the moment. There's so much kind of pressure on other people. And we just don't know how we're going to get through this. But I do know that through Jesus, there is hope. Not because he's this mystical creature that will come and sort everything out in an instant like a fairy godmother, for example. No, because I know that he has died and he has rose again. Because I know he has come to save me and to save you. There is hope. And I want you to hold on to that hope today. And one thing that we're going to do now is we're going to get hold of our pieces of paper. And what I want you to do, right, is I want you to take hold of my right or your right, doesn't matter, whichever one. And I want you to just fold it so that we get a lovely triangle on top of the piece of paper. All right. So it looks like that. Lovely. Then you're going to take this tall bit here and you're going to fold it all the way down so that we get a house. Okay, good, good, good. Then you're going to take this rectangle here and I want you to fold it up on itself. Okay. I'll unfold it just because I know some of you might be struggling. So, piece of paper. We fold it in half over like that, like a triangle. Then into another triangle, so we have a house. Then we fold it up so that we have a straight bit, and then we have a pyramid, and then it goes straight. Now, what I want us to do here is, you see where this bit, the triangle, meets the straight line? I want you to tear it all the way down. Okay, put that bit away, then get the other one and tear it all the way down. Good. Now what I want you to do now is I want you to carefully unfold your piece of paper and you should have a wonderful cross. You know, this week as we enter into Holy Week, just like those people in that crowd on that day, laying down their coats. What are the things that we need to lay down before Jesus this week? But equally, on a day like today, what are we going to give praise and thanks for? And what I'd love you to do, you know, like around the houses, maybe you've seen rainbows being drawn by children or by adults, whatever it might be, just to give people hope. This can give people hope as well. So what I'd love to do is maybe you could start to colour it in. Maybe you want to give thanks for our key workers. Maybe you want to give thanks for the people who are picking up your shopping, for example. Or maybe you just want to give thanks to God. And then what I'd love you to do is take it and put and stick it in your front window as a sign of hope. Because Hosanna has arrived, the one who has come to save us. Guys, Palm Sunday is an incredible day of celebration. And I pray and I hope that even in the midst of this craziness, even in the small things, may you find the opportunity to give God some praise and thanks. Have an incredible week. Even on Holy Week, have the best week that you can. Much love, guys. See you soon.